You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into the Gym Class, a Tuesday edition here on KGYM on this May the 16th. Welcome aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Isaac with the microphone on the other side of the glass once again here today. Got a great show for you. Jeff Linder of the Gazette will join us. Plenty to talk about. We'll preview the state co-ed track and field meet, which will get underway on later on this week, I believe on Thursday, down at Drake Stadium in Des Moines. We'll talk about boys' side, girls' side. We'll talk a little bit about the rule changes that he reported on yesterday. Next year, go into effect as far as basketball is concerned, and a whole lot more. We'll do that with Jeff Linder coming up in just a little bit. Another opportunity for you to get signed up to possibly win our pair of general admission tickets to the 107th running of the Indianapolis 500-mile race, which will take place a week from this Sunday. They tried to get practice going today, but they had a little Mother Nature intervention today. I'm not sure. Last I saw, they were still going through track drying. But at any rate, that race will be coming up on May the 28th, and you can catch it right here on KGYM. We'll get somebody registered for the grand prize drawing, which will be on Thursday. They will join our friend Steve listening in on the internet from Carmel, Indiana. And, yeah, Steve wins. That will be the record for the farthest distanced winner in KGYM history if Steve wins it.
So far.
So I'm sorry, Mark. Go ahead.
So far.
So far. Yeah, we could get somebody from Delaware today. Who knows? You got to get to the 500, though. That's all we ask. Oh, man. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union here on the Gym Class of KGYM. Learn how you can boost your financial well-being by going to their website and checking them out at dupaco.com. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. That's the phone line as well. Again, that is 319-366-1600. As we come your way on 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio app, mobile app, and smart speaker. If you missed anything on any of our local shows, go back and listen to the podcast available at KGYMradio.com, Apple, or Spotify. And we thank you for doing that here today. As we mentioned, Jeff Linder will join us coming up in a little bit. Lots to get to today, especially. And it was interesting because I think Spencer and I, in fact, just kind of talked about this off the cuff, I think maybe even yesterday, as far as conference realignment. The deck chairs are about to be changed again, the way it sounds. Not that that should be a big surprise to you anymore. In fact, I think I told Spencer, it's not a big surprise anymore, but news coming out today, Brett McMurphy coming out with reports that there is a group of 7 ACC schools, and now another report coming within the last 90 minutes that an 8th school could be involved in that, and the ACC might be no more, or at least a shell of what it was. Maybe the ACC and the Sun Belt go together, or the ACC and the AAC go together. We don't know what's going to happen with the Pac-12. There's Big Ten mentions in this. There's SEC mentions in this. There's Big 12 mentions in this. I don't know. Where does it all end, Mark? It never ends, right?
It hasn't yet. And good afternoon to you and Isaac and everyone out there. And by everyone, I do mean Steve in Carmel, Indiana, and Kent in Santa Rosa, California.
Hello, Kent.
And Craig in Asheville, North Carolina, and Scott in Springfield, Illinois.
Yes, can't forget Scott.
Those I know around the country are listening, and thank you very much for that. hopefully you'll be entertaining the next hour.
I hope so. I hope so. Again, that number is 319-366-1600. We got an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update for you coming up in just a little bit as well, which I would imagine would include some tee time information for the PGA Championship, which will get underway Thursday at Oak Hill. And by the way, we'll have coverage on Saturday and Sunday for you from Oak Hill on Westwood One. Long form coverage of the third and final rounds of the PGA Championship. Looking forward to that. We have every game of the conference finals for the NBA, which gets started tonight with the Western Conference Finals game number one, as it'll be the Lakers and the Denver Nuggets from the Mile High City of Denver. The Nuggets, the number one seed, LeBron James, and the Lakers have surprised everybody so far. Maybe I shouldn't say that, knowing the track record of LeBron James, but can the Lakers pull off another surprise? That remains to be seen. And the best part about this, Mark, is that we are going to have one day between every one of these games in the East and the West. Hallelujah, NBA.
Yeah, that's kind of a good thing. I thought you were going to lead with the disappointment of the Kraken.
Well, you know, we
that
are,
was a tough one
we are
last
all
night.
Disappointed that the Kraken got beat, especially our friend KJ Pilcher.
Yeah, I'm going to that was a really good game last night, and I'm interested in the NBA more than I was a month ago. Let's put it that way. I think some interesting matchups. Doc Rivers gets fired today by the 76ers.
Can't win game seven.
I mean, what have you done for me lately? Doc, give Nick Nurse a call. He can tell you, what have you done for me lately?
You're right.
Man, it's just, he's going to land somewhere.
There you go. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class on KGYM. At 11 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Scott says thanks for the shout-out. He appreciates it.
Absolutely, Scott.
And if there is a little bit of atmospheric problems with the reception on the AM signal today, we know about it. We apologize for that. You are not alone, 5822 or 3148. Tucker knows about it. They're working on it. We believe it's atmospheric, but we know about it. And if you want to listen in on the FM, 102.3 FM, just for today, we know we got a lot of listeners on the AM side of things. I still listen on the AM on 1600. But I'm old school. You know, we're old people, so we listen on the AM. Isaac probably listens on the FM, right? Do you listen on the FM?
In my car usually, but before, the FM didn't actually work too well in here, so I had to use the AM on this radio here so I could actually hear you guys. So
okay.
I did use the AM for a little bit as far as before I got these nice headphones and everything back here. So.
You're looking good back there, man.
No, a lot of real professional over here now.
You
it's
do.
Like I'm one of you guys now.
I wonder if the station in Carmel, Indiana has this feature.
we're gonna get somebody in our grand prize drawing here in just a little bit and get them with Steve in the grand prize drawing for the Indianapolis 500 tickets. We'll do that here in just a little bit. Well, let's get to Brett McMurphy here, Mark. And just because, you know, it's groundbreaking, I guess, but it's something, as I mentioned, that should not really surprise anybody out there. Brett McMurphy reporting this a little bit earlier on, and that is he calls them the Magnificent Seven out of the ACC. And they are Clemson, Florida State, Miami, North Carolina, North Carolina State, Virginia, and Virginia Tech. And those schools, as Brett McMurphy and others have reported, have met in the past several months with their team of lawyers to just examine how they could possibly get out of the grant of rights for the ACC conference. Just what will go into perhaps getting out of that league. And now The current deal, according to Brett McMurphy, runs through 2036. So they've got 13 more years to go. This is not going to be a small sum of monies that these schools are going to have to pony up if they want to get out of the ACC. But again, this all has to do with media contracts. That's it. It's media contracts, Mark, as we know. Why did the Big Ten get USC and UCLA? Because of media contracts and the Big Ten Network and a whole lot of cash once you get into a new league. Can we see the Big Ten? Big Ten has possibly been linked in with Duke now because Duke is not one of the Magnificent Seven in the ACC. They are possibly being left behind. Maybe the Big Ten goes from sea to shining sea even more now.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting how this will shake out. And I think it's going to be a bit of time here. According to Brett McMurphy, ACC ADs met for 4 hours yesterday at their meetings on Amelia Island and said they're not allowed to talk to the media today.
No.
So we're not going to hear anything from the ADs of those schools. Speculation will be rampant. Is Duke a good fit for the Big Ten? Are any of the other schools a good fit for the Big Ten?
What do you think? 319-366-1600. The Big 12 is the conference at the forefront that has been linked to these seven schools. Now, the Big 12 for this coming year, in fact, on July the 1st, the Big 12 is going to welcome in BYU, Central Florida, help me out, Cincinnati and Houston, correct? Those are the schools. Oklahoma and Texas are lame duck. They will be in the league for one more campaign, 23-24. And then after that, it will go back to 12. Big 12 is looking at... you know, 4, 5, 6, whatever they take. There's the SEC that is being linked to both Florida State and North Carolina. I'm not sure why Miami wouldn't be in there with Florida State. That seems to be more of a natural fit. I don't know. Then you've got Notre Dame, as always, Mark. Notre Dame is not going to stay in an ACC that does not have those seven schools. I can guarantee you that. What's going to happen to the northern schools of the ACC? What's going to happen to Syracuse, Boston College, and Pitt? Do not say they're going to go back to the Big East, because if you watched the 30 for 30 on ESPN about the Big East, football destroyed the original Big East. They're not going to do that again. Yes, history does repeat itself, but, you know, fool me once, shame on me. There's a lot of questions out there.
Ton of them. I'm just sitting here imagining Duke and North Carolina being in the Big Ten for basketball. Huh. Are you kidding me? It's already a great league. Thank you, Isaac.
It is. But, and the fact that Duke and North Carolina could possibly only play once if they go to the Big Ten, right? It wouldn't be a situation where they would be guaranteed to play twice every year.
True.
On the text line, 9663, I am so surprised that Notre Dame does not go to the Big Ten. Well, the Big Ten would welcome Notre Dame with open arms. Now, they may not say that all the time, but come on. If Notre Dame came to the Chicago suburbs at 4:58 this afternoon and said, "We're in, baby." You think the Big Ten's going to turn them down?
Well, it's one of the biggest brands out there, if not the biggest, right? And to join USC and UCLA and Michigan and Ohio State and on and on and on. But I don't see that time coming soon.
We know Notre Dame. We know tradition does not mean anything anymore in the world of college sports. USC Notre Dame is probably going to go by the wayside. We've seen so many great traditional matchups go by the boards. we are starting to get a few of them trickling down on a kind of a one-off or two-off if it's football situation, but you're not getting those games anymore, with the exception of Texas A&M. And I'm sure the Aggies are really happy about that. 319-366-1600. As we take you through a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM, talking a little conference expansion because that seems to be in the forefront again here today. And as you mentioned, Mark, none of the ACC athletic directors or administrators are talking. There's no timetable on this. There's no rush. If there is going to be movement, you can bet your bottom dollar, all the T's are going to be crossed and the I's are going to be dotted before anything is done. Of course, I said the same thing when USC and UCLA were going to go into the Big Ten, and that took about 48 hours. So what do I know, right?
I'm speechless.
I know. We've got the NBA lottery tonight. We're not picking players, but they're going to put the teams in the order that they are going to select, at least going into the 2023 NBA draft. And that's going to take place, what, tonight? Is that before the game or at halftime tonight? Do you know?
I don't know.
I'm not... Isaac knows. What is it, Isaac?
It is before. It's going to be at 7 o'clock. I believe the game starts at 7:30.
Awesome.
We will also have that on our radio tonight. We'll have coverage with it'll be matched up with the pregame coverage tonight.
The ping pong show.
I love ping pong balls.
So we'll have coverage here, and I believe it starts at 7.
You know the original show that had ping pong balls, Isaac? Do you?
No.
Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, there you go.
You have no idea who Captain Kangaroo is, do you?
Nope.
No, give it a Google. Find out about Captain Kangaroo for you. Mr. Green Jeans, people like that. Good quality children's television back in the day, and they dropped ping pong balls, Mr. Moose did, on Captain Kangaroo.
Check out Tales from the Riverbank.
It is like you guys are speaking a different language to me right now. Like, you're just making up characters on the spot is what it sounds like to me.
Thank you.
I couldn't get home from school fast enough.
I know. Yes, 3148. Mambo, the Dr. Max show. I was
Maybe
on.
Hammy
Were you
was
on the Dr. Max show?
I would never.
I was once.
Maybe Hammy was on the Dr. Max show. Not Captain Kangaroo, right? Yeah.
Okay. You had to get home, though, by 3:30 to make sure you watched Dr. Max.
And Tales
and
from
Mambo.
The Riverbank.
And there you go. Great stuff right there. Thank you, 3148. shooting ping pong balls into buckets on the Bozo show. They did that as well, Matt. They did that as well. Captain Kangaroo getting showered with ping pong balls was great.
Every Brownie and Bluebird group out there was on, right?
Yep, absolutely.
Boy Scouts, yeah.
Cub Scouts, whatever organization you were in, you had an appearance on the Dr. Max show. And, yeah, great stuff.
This was not in my show prep sheet.
No, it wasn't. Cyclone Tim says speculating who's going where is about as fruitless as looking into the way too early top 25 polls for next season. You have a friend in Cyclone Tim,
Thank
Mark.
Thank you, Tim.
You have
Thank
a friend.
You.
The only organization that comes out with polls in the middle of the year, or at least 3 or 4 weeks into the year, you can be rest assured, Mark, the Iowa High School Athletic Association for our committees. They wait until at least 3 weeks of games are played.
Before we leave the NBA, let's squeeze in our poll question today. Brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement in Iowa City, thanks to Steve Anderson and his team. Which NBA team will win the right to draft Victor Wembanyama first overall? It'll be the Pistons, the Rockets, the Spurs, the Hornets, or another team?
I'm going for the big upset. One of those teams with very low odds. That's what I'm going to go for.
Have you seen video of this guy?
Yes.
7'3", 7'4".
Can do everything.
Can shoot it, can pass it.
Now, the competition has not been as great as he's going to face, obviously, in the NBA.
No, but he's played like 2 or 3 years overseas.
Correct.
Back to when he was 16, 17 years old. He's 19 now.
This guy's got everything.
He's got a lot of skills.
This guy's got everything, including he's a youngster. He's going to get better. We all know the NBA drafts for what you're going to do for me, not only this year, but even more down the line. Some mocks have our friend Chris Murray moving into lottery status. We shall see. We shall see. 319-366-1600-325. We're going to get to Mark and an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update here in a moment. And while we prep Mark for that, I'm going to get Isaac to answer the phones right now. We're going to get another contestant for our grand prize drawing for the 2 general admission passes and tickets to the Indianapolis 500. We have the tickets. All you need to do is find a way over there, find a place to stay. Maybe our friend in Carmel will put you up for the night. It's very close. It's convenient. You'll have to make arrangements. Or if he wins, then boom, he's got a place right there. We're going to take caller number 6. You're going to get the first crack at answering our 3 trivia questions. Easy, slightly harder, and slightly harder. And we're going to give you an opportunity to do that right now at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. That is the number. And we'll get people lined up and ready to go as soon, and we'll play as soon as we come back from an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update with Mark. It's brought to you by Emil's. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids and online at emilshideaway.com.
Yeah, we talked Mitch Keller yesterday. He was given a National League Award, the Cedar Rapids native, for his pitching prowess the last couple outings. Monica Zanano, and we'll perhaps talk to Jeff Linder about this, the former Iowa star, was waived by the Los Angeles Sparks of the WNBA in the last 24 hours. We'll see if she hooks on with another team or perhaps ends up overseas.
Or goes to medical school.
Or goes to medical school. Finally, the PGA Championship tee times are out for the first and second rounds. Zach Johnson drew a morning afternoon slot for Thursday and Friday. He'll tee off at Thursday, a little before 7 a.m. Central Time, with up-and-coming star Sahith Theegala and Kurt Kitayama.
2 really good young players.
He'll get a Ryder Cup look at those two.
Yes, he will. Yeah, up close and personal right there. 319-366-1600. We got a couple people. Well, we lost our first one. So we got another one here, but we need some backups just in case. 319-366-1600. Give us a call right now. Get in line and you can possibly answer our trivia questions to get those 2 tickets to the 107th running of the Indianapolis 500. And we'll get everybody lined up here and ready to go. And up first on this beautiful Tuesday is Brett in Cedar Rapids joining us on the phones. Hi, Brett. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fantastic. Good. All right. You feel confident? You ready to go?
Let's do this.
All right. Here we go. 3 questions. Question number 1. How long in miles is the track at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
Long in miles.
Yep. Mark's got it. That doesn't
Mark,
help you.
Mark, you drop a hint? No.
Give me 3. Your phone number. I'll text you.
3.
Oh, you were close. 2.5. 2.5. Brett, thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank
and
you.
You can try again tomorrow. All right. Thank you. 319-366-1600. And go ahead and give us a call right now. Brett came close, did not answer it, and we had a I think everybody kind of quit calling after Brett got on the line. So we'll take a break. And as we go to break, we're going to give more folks opportunities to check in and weigh in. Again, 319-366-1600. We'll get you in the queue and get you ready to go and answer our three questions. You already heard the answer to the first one. We'll give you that one now, but we got two other ones backing that one up. So again, 319-366-1600. Give us a call right now. Get yourself registered, possibly registered for the Indianapolis 500 tickets. Back with more after this.
Eastern Iowa weather on the gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and we're going to have plenty of sunshine today. Temperatures are going to be up around 80 degrees, and then later tonight we'll drop down to a low around 50 with clear skies and a bit of a breeze. Tomorrow, that east wind will pick up and lead to a slightly cooler day. We'll be in the low 70s under sunny skies. Then Thursday, winds pick up out of the south ahead of a cold front that will send temperatures to around 80 and lead to the chance for some scattered showers and storms late in the day. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Skate your way into hat trick weekends at Elite Sportsbook. Just place three pro hockey wagers of $50 or more and receive an easy $15 free bet. No checking required to get in on this action. And don't forget, new signups can take advantage of a bet rebound up to $250. Download the app today and play your game with Elite Sportsbook. Must be 21. Gambling a problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
KGYM is an equal opportunity employer, and under FCC rules, any community organization that distributes information about employment opportunities or refers people to employers may ask to be notified about job vacancies at KGYM. If your organization would like notification of KGYM's job vacancies, contact Julie Hine. Email julie at kzia.com or write her at 1110 26th Avenue Southwest, Cedar Rapids, Iowa, 52404.
Hey, we're back at 3:31 here in the gym class on KGYM. 319-366-1600 if you want to get in the queue and possibly get your name into the grand prize drawing for our Indianapolis 500 tickets. Up next, though, is Kent from Cedar Rapids going to give it a whirl here today. Hi, Kent. Well, let's hit this once again here. Kent, are you there?
Yes, sir. How are you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
All right. Hey, I gave you the first one here. How long is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
I thought it was, you know, something a little shorter than that, but yeah, 2.5 miles, my guess was right there, right around there.
There you go, 2.5 miles. You got number one. All right, number two. Question number two. Name a woman who has driven in the Indianapolis 500. It can be any woman. Mark, no, you can't help.
How about, I mean, wasn't there Janet Rutherford?
Say it again?
Janet Rutherford?
Nope. I think you're getting a couple mixed up there. But, Kent, thanks for playing. Appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
You bet. So there you go. We gave you the first answer. You know the second question. There's only one question other than that, and we gave you the answer to this one yesterday. We gave you the answer to this one yesterday. Mark is 2 for 2, by the way. We're going to talk to Jeff Linder of the Gazette coming up here in just a moment. 319-366-1600. We got our next person lined up and ready to go. Our next couple, as a matter of fact, lined up and ready to go. As soon as our friend Isaac gets them in the queue, we will be ready to go here.
Yeah, all our friends are texting us about the technical difficulties. Rusty James, thanks very much.
Yeah, we are aware of them. We're working on them. Again, if you'd like to listen on the FM side of 102.3 FM today, that would help us out.
Indeed.
Help us out. Let's go to Troy in Hiawatha, who is up next here today. Troy, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Doing great. I think you're going to get two of these. For sure. If you were listening, how long is the Indianapolis Motor Speedway?
2.5 miles.
All right. Number two, name a woman who has driven in the Indianapolis 500.
Danica Patrick.
There you go. In fact, Danica, highest finishing spot for any woman. We gave you this one yesterday. Besides A.J. Foyt, who was an answer yesterday, name another four-time Indianapolis 500 winner.
Mario Andretti.
Oh, Troy. I'm sorry.
No.
Nope. I'm sorry.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, Troy. Try again tomorrow. All right.
1969, the only time he won it, right?
Yeah, he's been close, but just was never able to get it. Never able to get it. All right. Next contestant. Should we just go right to number three? Because we know the other two, right?
Yeah.
We know the other two. So we can just go to number three now. Because if they were listening, and they obviously are listening, they know the answer to the first two. So we're just gonna bypass that at this time. Let's go to Noah in Iowa City. He's next today. Noah, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. Hey, you know the first two, right?
Yep.
All right. Besides A.J. Foyt, name a four-time Indianapolis 500 champion.
Rick Mears.
There you go. Noah, congratulations. You're our second contestant. And you will go into the grand prize drawing, which will take place on Thursday. You got a 33% shot to go to the Indianapolis 500. Stay on the line, and Isaac is going to get your information here, Noah, okay?
All right. Thank you.
You bet. All right. There you go. So Rick Mears, Elio Castroneves, and Al Unser Sr. All right, Noah in Iowa City, and hang tight, Noah. And we're going to get Jeff Linder on the line. Thank you, Isaac. I'm making Isaac do like three things here all at once. Quick break. Jeff Linder joins us when we come back.
Compost is great for your garden and a fantastic way to give your lawn a healthy lift. And it's free at the Cedar Rapids Linn County Solid Waste Agency. You can also use compost around trees and shrubs and cover them with a layer of wood chips, which are also free at the Solid Waste Agency. Get your yard and garden in shape. If you're a Linn County resident, pick up free compost and wood chips at the Solid Waste Agency location next to Mount Trashmore. Get ours and all the details at solidwasteagency.org.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you on the gym class. Congratulations again to Noah in Iowa City. He has signed up in our grand prize drawing, which will take place on Thursday for the two Indianapolis 500 general admission tickets. And we got one more to give away. Or sign up tomorrow. So we will do that on the Wednesday edition of the show, which will be Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Brian Haas will join us here in studio. Looking forward to that. Always fun to talk golf. And we'll talk PGA Championship. Again, if you missed it, Zach Johnson will tee off at 6:55 Iowa time. That will be on number one coming up on Thursday. He will have an afternoon tee time coming up on Friday. Speaking of Thursday and Friday and the rest of the weekend, our next guest is going to be quite a busy gentleman down at Drake Stadium in Des Moines, as it will be the state co-ed track and field meet that will take place down in Des Moines. And that's our friend Jeff Linder of the Gazette. You can read his stuff, terrific stuff that he writes at thegazette.com, and give him a follow on Twitter. And what's the weather forecast? I know you've been looking at that, right?
Looks good. 70, 75 and sunny, not much chance of rain. I don't think a lot of wind. I think we'll take it.
Can we have a good weather Drake relays for the most part and a good state track and field weather in the same year?
Let's hope so. Drake was pretty good, and state looks like it's going to be pretty good, and we'll probably have heck to pay come state softball and baseball.
We will make up for it at some point, yeah. No doubt about that.
Hard to go through every class, boys and girls, Jeff, in the limited amount of time we have, but give us a list or a partial list of what you're looking at on both sides.
I think one of the big things to watch is going to be the 4A boys. I think we got three teams from the corridor in Linmar and City High and West that all have a shot at winning the thing. Hmm. Linmar's got, they've got the jumps in TJ Jackson. They've got the hurdles in Nicholas Gorsuch. They're seeded to score a lot of field event points, and that might be enough to put the Lions over the top. City High's got the good middle distance to distance crew led by Ford Washburn, and they could score really big. Iowa City West just has a good team, from 100 to 800 to 1600, and they hurdle well. They'll score a lot of relays points, and they were probably the best invitational team. They won the division, which also had City High and Linmar in it, so I guess you could say they were probably the best invitational team. But how that translates to state points, where there's 48 teams instead of 8, we'll see how that shakes out.
Well, I think you hit it on the head. I think West may be the deepest team, but they may not have the star power that Linmar and City High have. Is that right?
I think that's pretty accurate. Just kind of looking at the form chart here, Linmar. Linmar's favored in, let's see, 1, 2, 3, 4 events. That's, that's 40 points right there. City High's got a lot of first and second seeds. And West is going to, they've got the good 4x2, good 4x1. Loveless in the 200. Those points could score big. Other than that, might be, some nickel and diming and, 4 points here, 6 points there, and see how it all adds up on Saturday afternoon.
Yeah. Girls side on 4A, you got to see the favorites anyway with Ames. We may have, like you said and tweeted out earlier today, could see the championship trophy leave the Waukee city limits for the first time in a while.
Yeah, it'd be the first time since 2015 if somebody other than Northwest wins it. I don't think Waukee is going to be a factor, but Northwest could. I think Ames is a favorite. They're really good. They've got Allie Franson, who recently committed to Iowa. If she gets through it, she'll win the 100 hurdles. She'll win the 400 hurdles. They've got good. They probably will win the shuttle. 4x4 is really good. They're projected to win that. So that they're the only team that's really projected above 50-55 points, and they're supposed to go somewhere in the 80s if they run well.
What about some of the classes below the top class, Jeff? Some of the favorites, teams, and individuals to watch for. Maybe too many to mention. I don't know.
Well, we'll zip through it here real quick, and you tell me to shut up when it's time. Solon's girls are probably going to repeat in 3A. They've got two really good runners, Gracie Federspiel in the 400 and 800, Sophia Staley in the hurdles. That's a lot of points that they're going to rack up in a hurry. I think they're probably the cream of the crop there. Mid Prairie's going for the fifth in a row in 2A girls. I think Van Meter's probably the team to beat there. 1A girls, probably no area teams. Well, Lisbon could factor in there. But I think Algona Garrigan with Crooks and Joyce is probably the favorite in 1A girls. 3A boys, Pella is the favorite there. Western Dubuque might give them a little bit of a chase. 2A boys, I would say that's probably a three-team race. Mediapolis, Des Moines Christian, Williamsburg. And 1A boys, I think Lisbon's the team to beat there. They've got a couple really good ones in Baylor Spidell and Luke Sarnecki. Sarnecki's a contender in both the jumps. Spidell's kind of a 100, 200 sprint guy. So I would say Lisbon's the team to beat in the 1A boys.
Mm. Track and field's been, it was very strong in Eastern Iowa this year, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was, and it is. It's kind of flipped a little bit the last few years. The girls, it's been more girl-centric, and now the boys are really, especially in the big schools, we talked about Linmar West and City, and you can't not talk about Miles Thompson from Washington, one of the best sprinters, 100, 200 guys that the state's ever seen, and it's really, really unfortunate. I don't know if Michael Blank's going to be back for state or not. He gave it a shot at the state qualifier, and he's still got a ways to go to be, at full strength or anywhere close.
Jeff, with baseball, softball, and track overlapping here a bit, what's been your experience of athletes who are in both sports per se? They go ahead and play a baseball game and then run state track?
I don't know what they do for competition. I know that practice-wise, I went down to Williamsburg the other day, and to do something on the softball team. And some of the kids were just coming in from track practice, and I think they were at track practice from 4 to 5:30, and then from softball practice from 6 to 8. So I think that's what a lot of schools are doing, a lot of the smaller schools especially.
Yeah, you got to share athletes.
Yeah, you do. At least that's, in theory, you have to, especially at the small schools. And I imagine most schools do a pretty good job at it.
Very true. Softball's around the corner then. You don't get much of a rest, man.
No, everything's ready to go. Our softball preview will be in Monday's paper. Teams, players to watch, and, I guess, spoiler alert, I'm doing something on the Williamsburg team for the feature.
Another matters, Jeff. Monica Zanano waived today by the LA Sparks. Surprised or not?
No. She's a great player. There's just not much room in the WNBA. And, Megan Gustafson, as good as she is and has been, she's, I don't want to say holding on by a string, but, she's kind of bounced from place to place. It's tough. 12 teams, 12 players, I think. That's 144 players, the best players. And hopefully at some point the WA expands so that some players like Monica can find a landing spot. She always could go somewhere else. I think overseas she'll have a lot of success, but it's just so tough to get one of those roster spots in the WNBA.
It is, and I mean, she's got a great fallback. Obviously, medical school is something she's pointing to, and maybe this gets her a head start on that. I don't know. Overseas is always beckoning, but it's up to her. She's got decisions, though.
Yeah, and she's got Hungarian heritage. I know she wants to play in Hungary, so maybe that'll work out. And I hope it does, because she's too good not to be playing basketball for a few more years.
Yeah. Getting back to softball, just real quick before we talk about anything else, you mentioned Williamsburg. We know Solon, Mount Vernon, they're going to be heard from this year. Who are some of the teams? Without giving too much away with your preview.
Yeah, I think Winmar's going to be really good again. They lost their infield, but they've got their pitching back, and they've got a lot of their outfield back. So, a lot of those kids might be moving into closer to the plate to play a little bit. But they've got really good pitching. I think they're going to probably be the best team in town. I think Kennedy's going to be good. They've got good young pitching again. They've got Addie Albert behind the plate. She's a really good hitter, good player. I think Xavier's going to be a fine team. Jeff Prairie, they'll be fine. I think there's going to be a lot of depth in town. You talked about some of the outlying teams, Williamsburg, Regina. Regina's got 9 starters back, and the top pitcher from Clear Creek Command is now at Regina. So the one hole they had is filled, and they're going to be, probably the top team when the rankings come out in 2A. Lisbon's up from 1A to 2A. They're going to be really good. They've got that really good cast of seniors. It's going to be another good year.
The best story in the state last year was in softball, though, when Twin Cedars won the state championship.
The Bluegrass Conference came through, and they've got that really good catcher back that they had last year. I think they lost their pitcher, but that was a fun story. It wasn't necessarily fun when they beat Lisbon in 8 innings in the quarterfinals, but that was a fun team, and they were a lot of fun to watch, and they'll be good again.
Jeff, you gave us show fodder yesterday with your story on rule changes in high school basketball. Summarize that, and what do you make of all of it?
Well, I've seen it with college women's basketball, and some traditionalists probably aren't going to like it. I like it. I think it's worked well with the women's game. I think it'll work well in high schools. We came to accept and probably like the shot clock. I think, I guess it takes some pressure off the free throw shooters, which is maybe good, maybe bad. I guess it depends how good a free throw shooter you are. I would have liked it, 'cause I was a lousy free throw shooter, but, I think people will like it. And then there's some other rule changes too. I guess the one thing I would have done a little bit differently is reset. I would have gone 4 fouls instead of 5 per quarter, just because the quarters are 8 minutes instead of 10.
How about this? I thought about this last night. I'm with you. Fourth foul, though, is a 1-1. Fifth foul, you're shooting 2.
I'm fine with that. I like that. That's I like that a lot.
Yeah. Well, and you've been watching it in the college women's game, like you mentioned, and seems like the folks that are for it are saying it's going to make the flow better for the game, and it's going to be, you know, and it's going to take away some of the physicality at the end. You agree with that?
Maybe. You know, I haven't really thought about that a whole lot. I think we'll probably see less free throw shooting, just because it's going to take a little while to get there, you know, especially in the second and fourth quarters. The rule change I hope they stay away from is that advance the ball after a timeout.
I agree.
To me, you have to earn those 94 feet.
Yeah, I agree. I know people like it in the women's game. I'm not a big fan of it in the women's game, because I'm with you. I think it takes away the pressure from the defense, and
Iowa won at least one game.
I know, but
who's to say they couldn't have done that with 94 feet too?
Yeah, that's true, Jeff. That's true.
Yeah. So you know, Christian Leitner, it happened whatever year that was, 91 or 92. That was 2 seconds, and it can be done.
They earned that.
It's a long pass or a long shot. It's doable. Or if you got enough time, throw a long pass to half court, call another quick timeout, and call something up there.
I believe our rule goes into effect next year, though, Jeff. I believe it is next year.
I think it's this year. I think it's immediate.
The uniform rule?
Oh, the uniform. Yeah. What's that about? As far as like, you can wear a black shirt or.
Well, you must have you can't have a yellow with.
Oh,
white outline of numbers and all that. You and I have seen enough games over the years. That is our bugaboo of all bugaboos.
That's because you and I have old eyes now.
Yes, we're old. Does not help.
Yeah, that should have been fixed 20 years ago. The yellow numbers on or white numbers on white uniforms or whatever, that's just a fashion no-no to me.
or light ones on gray. It just
So, you know, tell me if you think this is silly. I think some teams do it so that those numbers are hard to see on huddle.
Oh, you're darn right they do. I'm not naming names, but yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and I hope they do that in football too.
I would agree. Yeah. All right. Well, have a good time in Des Moines, man.
All right. Thanks for talking to me, and we'll see you soon.
Yep, sounds good, Jeff. Keep up the great work, man, and have a good time.
All right, thanks.
You bet. Jeff Linder of the Gazette joining us. Read his stuff at thegazette.com. Give him a follow on Twitter. Always does an amazing job at covering events, and we'll do a great job over in Des Moines at the Big Blue Oval over there at Drake Stadium.
It's a ton of work. I know he gets help from Rob Gray from time to time, but it is a ton of work when you have a co-ed event like that and multiple area schools to follow. And, yeah, I think it's worse than wrestling.
You know what? Wrestling and track are the two toughest to cover because you can't name everybody.
Yeah.
Wrestling's probably worse. Because there are more athletes. But track is second. 3:53. We'll take a break, come back, have more for you, and wrap things up on a Tuesday edition of the Gym Class right after this on KGYM.
Save big money on all lawn care products with 11% off everything at Menards. Get a clean edge around gardens and flower beds with Master Gardener Pro Lawn Edging. It's easy to install and blocks the spreading of grass and weeds. A 40-foot roll of Master Gardener Lawn Edging is $14.99 after 11% rebate at Menards. Good through May 21st. Savings are mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards. What amazing feat can you accomplish in 2 seconds? You can shoot the winning shot of the championship game. You can rocket 110 feet into the sky in the world's fastest elevator. You can even perfect your yodel.
Yodel-ay-hoo.
But maybe the most monumental feat you can accomplish in 2 seconds is saving a life, your life, just by buckling your seatbelt. Click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Iowa Governor's Traffic Safety Bureau.
Back with you on the Gym Class and KGYM at 3:54. Thank you very much for joining us. Do appreciate it. Again, be patient with us as far as the technical issues that we're having on 1600 AM. Please, again, be patient. We're working on those and hopefully get those rectified very, very soon. Todd Brommelkamp Show is coming up next from 4 until 6. 7 o'clock tonight, the pregame, which will consist of the ping pong drawing. Are you looking at Captain Kangaroo stuff, Mark?
I was, during the break, I called up Hammy and Tales from the Riverbank, sharing it with Isaac, and he just shook his head and walked out. Right, Isaac?
What are your thoughts, Isaac?
Looks real high quality. I'm sure it was a ton of money put into it and really holds up is what
this was. This was state of the art in the day, my friend.
In the day?
In the day.
Well, you know, what day is it now?
I know. Again, as Jeff said, and we have so eloquently put over the years, we're old. We know. Oh, man. Tomorrow, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Looking forward to that as it will be Brian Haas joining us here in studio to answer your golf questions. If you have a golf question, go ahead and let us know about that. And Brian will get it taken care of. PGA Championship talk coming up tomorrow as well. So we will do that with Brian. Then on Thursday, Barry Abrams will join us. And we will take a look at the Preakness, the second leg of the Triple Crown, which will come up at Pimlico on Saturday in Baltimore. Are you going down memory lane, man? Are you checked out today?
Let me know when the show's over.
You're finding Mambo? Was it Dr. Max Mambo, or was it on Captain Kangaroo?
It was on Dr. Max.
Okay,
yeah.
So it was local. Yeah. I still remember the day I was on that show. And I bet if we said to the listeners out there, when were you on the Dr. Max show, the text line would go crazy. Because probably, what, everyone 48-ish, 50, knows about Dr. Max in the day?
I was never on, never appeared.
You were one of the few then, Mark. You were one
I
of the few.
I did nothing noteworthy to deserve it.
All right. As we mentioned, coming up tomorrow, it will be Caddy Smack. We've got the Lakers and the Nuggets tonight. And tomorrow it'll be the East, Boston and Miami. Do you care to make a series pick? You got the Nuggets, or are you going to go with the Lakers and LeBron?
I'm going to bet Hammy makes it across the river.
That is not...
Isaac's had enough.
That is not the question.
Denver.
Everyone wants to see the Lakers. I'm with you. I want to see Denver. I want to see the Nuggets get there and get to the NBA championship. Game one coming up tonight for you at 7 o'clock right here in KGYM. Todd Brommelkamp Show is next. I know what Mark's going to do all night. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 3, everybody.
With no fees or minimums and no overdraft fees, banking with Capital One is the easiest decision in the history of decisions.
Even easier than choosing Slash to be in your band.
Next up for lead guitar.